Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Your Life by Design, a conversation of self, health, and wealth. And now, your host, certified career consultant, life coach, and author, Kathy Holloway Hill.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and you have me for the next 60 minutes, and we're going to have a very empowering show this evening. We have a great guest that's going to be joining us here shortly, and I want to welcome everyone. Welcome everyone who's going to be joining us in the chat room and who's going to be dialed in listening to us over the World Wide Web. So we hope you enjoy the show, and I'm absolutely positive that you will. Now, for those of you who have not been with us since the first of the year, I will just go ahead and give you a quick overview of the new changes that we are going to be making here on the Living by Design show. Instead of having a regular co-host each week, I will have sometimes a guest co-host, and then sometimes I won't. Sometimes it will be just me. And we're also going to have a featured theme each month. Each month we're going to have a topic that we're going to focus on for the month, because we decided, based on your comments and suggestions, and we listen to your email notes that you send us and we read them, we want to make sure that you get the very best of each topic that we do. And sometimes just talking about a topic one week and then changing it the next week, sometimes we don't always give you exactly what you need. So for the month of January, our focus is self-discovery and goal setting. So everything we're going to talk about this month is going to focus in that area. And we have a great guest that's going to be coming on here shortly. And he wrote a fantastic book, and we're going to be talking about that. So that next month, our theme is going to be relationships. The month of February, we're going to be focusing on relationships because it's Valentine's Day month, and we want to make sure that everybody has their love and they have all the tools and tips and techniques they need to make sure they find that special someone. So stay tuned for that. Also, for this month, I am introducing my C. Holloway Hill Learning Library. So I want everyone who visits my chat room, who comes to my show and is live in the chat room, to go to my website at www.emotionalbailout.com, and I want you to click on the tab that says Order Products and select the MP3 download of your choice and send me an email and let me know which MP3 you want, and I will send it to you. And that's my gift to you for this month. Starting off this new year, this new decade, we want to make sure that you get all your goals accomplished. So that's my gift to you, everyone who's in the chat room. Again, that's www.emotionalbailout.com, and then click on the Order Products tab. All right, so this evening we have a wonderful guest, and I've just got to tell this quick little story before I bring him on the line. This gentleman wrote a book, and his book is fantastic. Everyone who knows me knows that when I read my books, I take them seriously. I turn down the pages of what I want to refer back to, and I have so many turned down pages in his book entitled The Happiness Factor, How to Be Happy No Matter What. And it touched me. It really really touched me in a way that I haven't been touched in a long time. So the gentleman's name is Kirk Wilkinson, and I am going to go ahead and bring Kirk on the line right now because I am really excited to get into this discussion about his fantastic book, his experiences, and everything that he has been through which brought him to write this fabulous book. So, Kirk, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much.
Oh, fantastic. I am so glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, and what a fantastic introduction. Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. I tell you, and I had emailed you, Kirk, and I shared with you the divine intervention, as I call it. I just got up one morning, and your book was there. I have no idea where it came from. I don't remember buying it. I don't remember anyone sending it to me. I don't know. I don't remember. All I know is that when I laid down the night before, it wasn't there. And when I got up the next morning, it was there. So I know everything happens for a reason. Nothing is a coincidence, and there's a reason it was there. I was supposed to read that book, and I have gotten so much out of it.
I am so touched by you saying that. It warms my heart to hear you say that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you, and I want all my listeners to know, too. It's just, it has absolutely been fantastic. So I want you to share with my listeners your story, because your story is amazing, and they really need to hear it, because there are so many people out there that are going to be touched by what you say and what's in this book, because you guys have got to go and buy this book. Is it available on Amazon?
It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and it's even available at my website.
Okay, great. Great. Okay, and we'll get to that, your contact and website information, a little bit further or later on in the show. But talk a little bit about your experience and what actually brought you to write that book, A Happiness Factor, How to Be Happy No Matter What.
Yeah, you know, Kathy, I have to tell you that when I tell my story, I think that it's kind of unique only because it's my story, not because this doesn't happen to other people. And I think that there's other people that have kind of been in this situation where you live a good life, you make good decisions, you work hard, and you think that happiness will automatically happen. And, you know, when it didn't happen for me, having done all those things, I was really devastated. I was approaching my 25th wedding anniversary and thinking, gosh, I should be a better husband. I should be a better father. I should be a better provider. And sure, I had my share of adversity. You know, when I was a young boy, my mom sent me to the store with my brother and sister to get some groceries. And when we come back, the house is empty and she's gone. And I don't see her again for almost 30 years. And then at age 29, diagnosed with cancer, thought I had recovered from that and was declared cancer-free, only to find another tumor 3 months later with a whole new disease. And so I'm fortunate to have survived cancer twice and had my share of troubles. But I got to this point in my life, Kathy, where I wasn't happy, and instead of looking inside myself, I started to blame everything, everyone, every situation for my unhappiness.
And you know we've all been there.
Yeah, and it's easy to fall into that mode of just blaming every little thing, even the weather, on our unhappiness.
And asking why. Why me?
Yeah.
Why me?
Yep. And so I was in that situation, and a friend said to me, you know what, Kirk, all of your problems will be solved from the inside out, not the other way around. And I listened to what they had to say, and I spent the next several years reading everything I could on this solving your problems from the inside out, and I became happy. I'm so happy, I didn't even recognize myself. And I stopped one day and said, oh, I need to share this with others. How did I get from there to here? And that's what ended up in my book, is just this desire to share through the happiness factor how people can be happy no matter what.
And it is difficult. I don't like to minimize people's struggles, because I know everyone says, well, yeah, it's easy for you to say that, blah, blah, blah. But we all have our challenges and obstacles. I'm sure you still have yours. I have mine. Even the motivational speakers have their challenges in life, but it's all in how you look at it.
It really is. And living a happy life is not an absence of problems. It is not living a problem-free life
That's right.
Without struggles or adversity. It is a set of skills that once you learn them, you can apply in any circumstance, in any situation, that makes you realize that even through your struggles, you can be happy.
And I know you say that in your book, that happiness is a skill. And I really love the way you put that. So talk a little bit to our listeners about how to learn that skill, because it can be learned.
It definitely can be learned. And actually, Kathy, if I had to write the book over again, I would probably say that, yes, being happy is a skill and you can learn it. But the skills come in a very interesting way, because what we're actually doing is unlearning what makes us unhappy. We are unlearning the habits that we have created that bring us grief, misery, pain. And I'll just give you an example of one that you mentioned at the top of the hour, that, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I really believe that. And sometimes when that happens to us, we just say, you know, everything happens for a reason, and we brute force, struggle through whatever we're experiencing. Well, one skill to have is to say to yourself, yes, everything happens for a reason, but I get to choose the reason. And when you choose a reason that is meaningful and personal, then you go from saying, why is this happening to me, to why is this happening for me? And it changes your whole perspective. And so it's little skills like that that you learn that are really unlearning how to be unhappy.
And you know, I just want to add to that, Kirk. I mean, you put that so eloquently. And in addition to what you just said, I love the way you said, why is this happening for me? You know, what's going to come from this? And I also like to ask the question, what? You know, because a lot of people get caught up in why me, why is this happening to me? You can also ask yourself, what am I supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to do? I know there has to be a lesson or a reason, so what am I supposed to learn?
Yes.
Because there's something behind everything.
There really is, and I'm saying you may not want to wait for the answer, but create an answer that is meaningful to you. And guess what? If you pick the wrong answer, you're going to know straight away that that's not the right answer and pick another one. I'm going to give you an example. The second time that I had cancer, I had this terrible infection, and I was in the hospital for almost 30 days, and I wasn't sure whether I was going to die from the cancer, die from the infection, or die from boredom. I was miserable. It was horrible. And I was laying there saying, why me, why me? And then I got to the point of saying, wait, there's got to be something I need to learn from this. There has to be a reason. And I chose a reason. I said, I need to go through this so I can share it with others, so anyone in this situation knows that you can make it through, that you can be better because of this. And in an instant, because I gave it meaning, it meant so much more to me. And it wasn't suffering anymore, but a learning experience.
And people need to understand that when that happens, I mean, the entire dynamic of your life changes. It shifts.
It really does. It really does.
The universe totally changes things.
In the twinkling of an eye, I mean, in an instant, it can change.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
And the beauty is, it does not make the problem, what was a problem, go away. It is still there. But you're approaching it, you're seeing it, you're perceiving it different, and you actually become a new person because of that meaningful experience. You are no longer the person that was suffering. You're now a person who's learning, for example.
That's right. That's right. That is so true. But the important thing that we need to keep in mind is don't miss the opportunity to learn the lesson.
Yes.
Don't miss the lesson, because there's a blessing in every single lesson that we encounter.
I love what you just said, and I think that that is so important to really remind ourselves to not miss that, because if we miss it, we really miss out on something so magical and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. We are a nation, and I don't think we really understand how blessed we really are. We are a nation of people who have choices. We have choices. To be able to have the freedom of choice is such a powerful blessing. We can choose what we want to do. We can choose how we want to think. We can choose when we wake up in the morning, we can do whatever we want to do with our lives. We can be grumpy and miserable and curse our employers. Or we can get up and do positive affirmations. Thank God for allowing us to see another blessed day on this earth. We could do whatever we want to do, Kurt. We can choose our thoughts. We can choose our behavior. We can choose how we treat others. We can choose our job. If we don't like it, get another one.
Yes, yes. And you know, I think that sometimes there's so many choices that we think are made for us that we almost minimize our ability, our opportunity, and the blessing to choose. And so we don't activate it. We don't use it as often as we should, but we should realize that in every situation, when someone says hello to us, when someone doesn't say hello to us, when we're walking down the street, driving in our car, going to the bank, going to the store,
right,
we have a choice on how we live our life as positive or negative, happy or sad, satisfied or unsatisfied. It really is an internal choice that we make.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That is so true. And I just know that once we get so caught up in our behaviors and our rut and our routine, that's why when you mentioned earlier about unlearning, that's very important, because we do things for so long, so many years, we have to unlearn so that we could start doing it in a different way.
Yeah,
to create different reactions or different emotions within us.
Yeah, absolutely. And so often we focus on the external factors in our life, saying that, I'm unhappy because I don't live in the house that I want. I'm unhappy because,
right,
I don't have the car. I'm unhappy because I don't love my wife anymore, whatever, or my kids, whatever. And yet all of those things, even if we change them, don't really bring us the happiness and satisfaction that we really do seek. It's because happiness is created from the inside out. And going back to my story, I mean, I am happier than I have ever been. But I live in the same house, drive the same car, have the same wife, and have the same kids that I did before.
Right.
None of that was the problem. I was the problem, and that's a hard thing to say. But
it's
once
serious.
But once I realized it, I said, oh, but I can fix me. That's the one person I can fix. I can't fix anyone else.
That's right. You're so right. And so many people get caught up in trying to fix others, their significant other, their spouse, their children. They get so caught up in trying to fix someone else's life because I know it's hard to sit on the sideline and see your loved one suffer. I totally understand that. But there's nothing you can do aside from giving them the information.
Yep. And one of the best things you can do for a loved one is to find your own happiness that fills you up to the point that you can now share it with them in the most loving, giving, and caring way. That's what you need to do for them. If you try to change them, you're only going to end up hurting yourself.
And I can tell you, being happy and being fulfilled, it creates an energy within you that is just so powerful and so blinding. And that energy is contagious. Let me tell you guys, it really is contagious. It's just like the flu. You wouldn't want to be around someone who had the flu because you could catch it. Energy is powerful, and it is just as contagious, if not more so, than the flu. And when you're happy and fulfilled and you're living a life of purpose and you're really getting true meaning from your life, everybody around you will see that, and it will catch.
They not only do they catch it, but it infects them, just like you said, and gives them some strength to change that they didn't know they had in the first place.
Right.
I have to tell you this quick story. Not that long ago, I was in New Orleans, and I was at a speaking engagement in my daughter's city. And unbeknownst to me, they had asked her to introduce me. And it was such a pleasure to be there and have my daughter introduce me and say these words. I didn't realize how much my father becoming happy has affected me and gave me permission and strength to become happy myself.
I believe it.
You're absolutely right. It's contagious.
It really is. Now, Kurt, I do a live show, so I'm just going to go to the phone lines and see if we have a question here.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, area code 216, you're on the line. Do you have a question for our guest?
Hi. No, I didn't have a question, but I guess I wanted to say that I totally understand where your guest is coming from, because I also thought that once I became happy that everything would look different, but it turned out that I became happy and everything was still the same. And then I was like, okay, well, is this how it works? And then something said, okay, yeah, this is how it is, because I kept thinking in order to be happy, I first had to achieve all of these specific things once I got the degree, once I got the house, the car, the kids, you know, the $1 million or whatever, then I'd be happy. And it was almost as if I wasn't giving myself permission to be happy until those things happened. So in the meantime, while I wasn't being happy about what I had already achieved and already accomplished just by being alive, I was not only making myself miserable and unhappy, but everybody else around me uncomfortable. And then once I started turning that script over or around or flipping it or whatever.
Unlearning,
thank you. Okay, unlearning that script that says that you must achieve all of these things that look like or supposed to be the American dream or be like someone that you see on the idiot box, which we call the television, then you can be happy. And until such time that you're not supposed to be, but in the meantime, you're not only making yourself unhappy, but you know, if you have, like myself, a spouse and children, unhappy as well, and your friends are, you know, fleeing from you and not taking your phone calls or returning your emails because you're just not this happy person that they want to be around.
Wow, so well said. And I think that what a beautiful witness that this really can work. And you know, I think that one of the things you were describing is this idea of making unconscious choices. You know, buying into the thought that getting the degree, getting the house, getting the car, getting the husband, the kids, and so forth is going to make you happy. We actually choose to buy into that, and we almost kind of do it unconsciously. But what you've experienced is to make a conscious choice to unlearn that, to no longer buy into it, and live happiness on your own terms. Oh, that was beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, yes. You're so absolutely right. If I can just talk for another 30 seconds, it totally is, because I was flabbergasted that I knew so many people who had the degrees. I know of a lady that she has several degrees and has taught at several colleges, and she has all of the trappings that would say prestige. But when I spoke to her, she said that I had accomplished so much more because I had fallen in love with myself. And loving myself was actually the true way to be successful, by just being and being happy with oneself and deciding what makes me happy as opposed to what has been told to me or I have been programmed to believe. I mean, because I thought she'd be totally happy, and when I talked to her, she was totally not.
Wow.
And caller, you said something that just really stands out for me, and what you said is what we're programmed to believe.
Correct.
That is so very important, because we are spoon-fed our beliefs at a young age. And there are so many different influences that go into that. The media, our parents, school, teachers. There are so many things that they influence our beliefs, and people in the media and different things influence us to believe that happiness is on the outside of us.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we wonder why we wake up and we're taking Zoloft and we're unhappy, and we're wondering why, where did the drugs come from? Where did the alcohol come from? Where did the promiscuity come from? And we're wondering, and because we're still looking for that one thing that's going to be, that's going to turn on the happiness switch, and then we're going to be happy for the rest of our life. And it never happens until you start to look from within.
Yes.
That's right. We look for that pill. What's the magic pill? What's the antidepressant? What's the anti-anxiety? Yep.
Yep.
Or what's the one, I'm going to find my soulmate, and we're going to have, 2.5 kids and have the dog and the picket fence, and I'm going to make apple pies and put them out by the window and let them cool off, and yes, and my grass is going to be cut, and I'm going to pay my bills on time. And you do all of that, and you're just like, really?
Yeah, there's got to be more. Yeah.
But the only thing is, the more is from within, because you can continue to do more and more and more and more and more, and you look up, and you're on more medication. You've got more doctor's visits you're having. You've got more weight that you don't know where it came from.
Yes.
And you've got more bills and more headaches, and yeah, that's what you get more of until you stop.
More physical ailments and illness. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and it just becomes worse until you look within and find that you already have what you need to be so happy.
And we need to start telling our children this. And I so applaud you for giving your daughter permission to be happy. I'm so at that place right now where I'm giving my adult children as well as my teenager the permission to be, do, and have whatever they want in life, and that it doesn't have to look the way I think it should look for them to be happy, because their happiness for them has to be decided by them. That's why they were born, to be on their own journey.
Yes.
That is so powerful. That is so powerful, caller. And I am so glad. I mean, Kurt and I, we've written books and we're motivational speakers, but to have an actual caller, someone who gets it, to call in and give a testimony like that, it really does make a difference. And I thank you so much for not only understanding it, but sharing your story. Thank you.
Thank you for having this show. I'm going to go back into the chat room and listen now. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Well, we really appreciate it.
Thank you for sharing.
Exactly.
Okay.
But now, see, Kirk, I tell you, when you get comments like that and when you hear testimonials, doesn't it make you feel like it's all worthwhile? You really are doing something, and you're getting through. That is so fantastic. Oh, I just love it.
Wow, it is. And, wow, I'm touched, I'm honored, and I'm learning. And what a great combination.
Isn't that a great combination?
Yes.
Isn't that a great combination? And we all know, I mean, I shouldn't even spend any time talking about it, but I have to just make the comment. We all know that money doesn't buy happiness. Now, it might rent happiness for a minute. It might rent it, but it's not going to purchase it lifelong. It's just not going to. Because if it did, there wouldn't be so many suicides and drug abuse in Hollywood.
And not just in Hollywood. It's elsewhere. I'd like to tell you about a study. I think it's kind of a famous study. A lot of people have known about it and read about it, where they studied lottery winners and quadriplegics, and they interviewed them, and it was over the course of quite some time that they interviewed them and watched their life to determine who had the best quality of life and would actually rate themselves as happy. And at first blush, we think, oh, the lottery winners are the ones that are going to be happier and have a better quality of life because they have the means to do that. Well, by and far, the quadriplegics rated their quality of life higher after their accidents than before. And the lottery winners rated their quality of life so much worse after they won the lottery than before. And naturally, there was a period of euphoria, in winning. But in short order, they become more miserable after winning all that money than they did before. And the people who lost the use of their limbs have a greater quality of life. So none of us should go out and become quadriplegics. That's not the point. It's just that those material things that we think will bring us happiness, they are truly possessions, and they possess us. They own us rather than us owning them.
That's amazing. That's amazing. You know, I saw a similar study, Kirk, and it actually was done by 2020, I think, either Dateline or 2020, one of those ABC shows. And it was the pursuit of happiness or scientific research about how happiness is achieved. And what really came very interesting to me is that everyone or the media or everyone spoon feeds us these beliefs, as the caller mentioned. You get married and you have 2.5 children. And they interviewed 100 mothers. And of those 100 mothers, they asked them, what are the tasks that make you the happiest? And they had all of these tasks listed out. And do you know that being a wife, being a mother, especially the motherhood thing, that was at the bottom of the list? At the bottom of the list. Now, parenting is supposed to be something that brings us such joy. According to the media, we're supposed to get married and have children. But why did these mothers that they did this survey on rate it so low?
Wow.
I found that to be very, very interesting, because they weren't ready to have children. That's because they were doing what society has said they should do with their lives.
Yeah.
You've got to do with your life what you think is right. If you allow someone else to design your life, that's why the name of my show is Living by Design. That means your design, not someone else's.
Yeah. You know, Kathy, I think that that's a significant point that you're making. And, you know, you've brought up the media a couple times and their influence. I like to think of that as kind of our modern-day identity theft. And that if you really buy into the advertisements, if you buy into what you're being told, what you're really doing is you're giving up your identity, because they're taking it from you. And by that I mean they're convincing you that you need to be thin to be happy, a blonde to
That's
be
right.
happy, have a
That's
certain
right.
job, have a certain car to be happy. And you lose yourself in that. It's time to reclaim your divine identity, your divine nature, and recognize that you have the power within to be happier than you have ever been before, even without changing your circumstances.
That's right. That is so very true. So very true. Because when you mentioned about the lottery winners, I actually know someone who has won the lottery. And you're right, it was such a short-lived journey, emotional journey for them. And as soon as that wore off, they were right back into the miserable, emotional, negative mindset that they had before they won the lottery. They got bored with it. I mean, after you could only buy so many trinkets, so many toys.
Right.
You know, after
That's
you
right.
bought everything that money can buy, then what do you do with yourself? You don't have any hobbies. You don't have any purpose in your life. Money can't buy purpose. It just can't.
No, in fact, it will unpurpose your life if that's
yeah.
your goal and that's what you are pursuing, because it's so fleeting, and the people around you start to appreciate you falsely because they're more in love with your money and means than they are with you.
That's
and
right.
and your whole life becomes superficial, which
mm-hmm.
is unfortunate, because we are beings with great depth, great capacity to love. And if we try to fill our lives with everything else, we don't have enough room for that love to grow and be shared with others.
That's right. That's right. Now, Kirk, let me ask you, for those of our listeners who just absolutely haven't yet turned that corner, what is some of the easy, simple things that they can start doing, just start out lightly, you know, start off easy. If they've been in their rut for such a long time and they just do not believe that anything can change for them, what are some simple, easy things that they can do just to take it slow?
I think that that's a wonderful question, and I'm glad that you asked that. And what I'm about to say is said all the time, but I'm going to say it in a way I'm going to preface it with this, and that it really does work. And there's a trick to it. And the trick is that you have to have variety in it, or that otherwise you get bored with it just like you get bored with anything else. And that is to really have a gratitude attitude and to serve others in forms of small acts of kindness. And for instance, if you were to end every night and begin every day just writing down three things that you're grateful for, it's amazing how much that helps you. But you can only do it a week or two at a time and then stop doing it and then start doing it again. And the reason is because if we do that every day, we start to take for granted even the things that we were saying that we're grateful for. And we become so adapted to it, it doesn't have the meaning that it did. And the same with the small acts of kindness, that if we do the same thing over and over again, it loses its meaning. So we need to change it up. We need to have variety and just be spontaneous with our acts of kindness. And that's why I say small random acts are going to have the biggest impact over time. So that's something that anybody in any situation can do.
That's great. That's good. And I'll also give you another one, which is, you know, one of the things I tell my clients, you know, if you can't write just yet, I mean, because I absolutely agree with just what you said, Kurt, but if you're afraid to write or if you don't have a pen and paper at home, then stand in the mirror and just state out loud.
Yes.
What you're grateful for.
Beautiful.
Just look at yourself in the mirror and say it with conviction.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful, and thank you for bringing that up. I recently had a client where I was talking about this gratitude exercise, and they just shut down. They didn't want to talk anymore. They didn't want to look me in the eye, and I had to ask, what's wrong? And they said, I don't know if I have the ability to write down anything that I'm grateful for. That would be too much for me. And I should have suggested exactly what you did. Stand in front of the mirror and look at yourself and just say one thing that you're grateful for and use that as a start. It's something we all can do.
And it can be something as simple, and I'm not trying to make a joke out of this because it's not funny, but it could be something as simple as, thank you, God, for giving me a mirror. Thank you, God, for giving me a bathroom to have a mirror. I mean, it doesn't have to be anything humongous. It could just be a simple thing. Thank you for giving me legs to be able to stand and look in this mirror.
Yes, I think that's wonderful. Here's a great example, Kathy, right along the same lines. I share this with people, and they kind of joke at it, but I think that, you know, something as simple as, you know, wherever you are during the day, you just need to be grateful that people showed up for work. You know, if you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to go to the gas station, you're going to go to the airport, wherever it is, just imagine how different your life would be if people didn't show up for work that day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when I feel that, when I feel so grateful that people showed up for work, it overwhelms me. I mean, almost to the point, you know, I'm standing in the grocery store, you know, whatever I'm buying, it could just be a box of donuts, and I look at that person and say to myself, I am so glad you showed up today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
It makes such a difference in my life. And, you know, I kind of looked at my wife the other day and I said to her, I am so glad you showed up today. She's
mm-hmm.
like, what? And I said, I'm just glad you're here. Not
yeah.
anything that it makes a huge difference.
And that's for you. I mean, even though you said that to her, and you know, I'm not sure how it made her feel, but that was for, well, but that, I'm serious, that was for
You're
you,
right.
Kirk. That was
Absolutely.
So that you could strengthen your inner spirit.
Yes. I think that's a very important point to make. It wasn't about her. It wasn't
right.
for her. It was for me.
That's right. And that's the only person that you can empower is yourself. And there's another small little thing that you can do, and I don't know, for some people this may be major, it may not be small, but I think it's small. If you could just take one day of the week, Now, I know it's kind of like a drug for some of you, and you just absolutely cannot turn off the TV. But if you could just take one day, if you can't do a full day, just take an hour. And don't watch TV and don't listen to the radio for an hour. Unless it's my show. No, I'm just kidding. But unless it's an empowering, positive, motivating, uplifting show. I mean, I'm sorry, the news is just not going to change. I mean, we're going to continue to hear about the earthquake in Haiti, and my heart goes out to those people, but you already know about it. You don't need to keep hearing it over and over and over and over and over. Pray for those people, send money, do what you can, and then let it go.
Yeah.
Because when you hold on to those things, it damages your own spirit and well-being.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
so
if I
try
could
to
just
turn that off. Turn that off. Don't look at it.
Yeah, I love that. You know, let me just add a little bit to that. I love what you just said. Is, you know, be a headliner 3 days a week. You know, and that means only look at the headlines of the news, because if it's important news, it's going to catch up with you anyway.
That's
but
right.
We are filling ourselves up with so much negativity from external sources that we don't have any room left to give kindness, generosity, even to ourselves, because we're so full of negativity. We've got to remove ourselves from that. And, Kathy, I think that's a beautiful tip, and anyone can do that.
And you know, and I'm trying to put my money where my mouth is, because the entire month of January, I think you may have heard me say when I did my intro that I am introducing my C. Holloway Hill Learning Library, and I am designing MP3 downloads, or if I do a presentation, a live presentation, I have them as CDs that I sell. And for the month of January, I am giving away a free MP3 download to anyone who's in the chat room. And what I want to do with that is I want these people to take these CDs, and instead of turning on the radio and listening to bad song lyrics or, you know, negative news, I want them to pop in this motivational CD, this life-changing CD that's going to help transform their lives instead of creating all that negativity in their heads.
Wow.
And I want to turn their car experience and their driving experience into something great and positive, instead of as soon as you get in the car, you can't wait to turn on the radio to hear the same thing you've heard yesterday.
That's beautiful.
So that's one thing
nice
I'm doing to help that.
I think
that's
marvelous. That is marvelous. And everyone in the chat room should take advantage of that.
And they have been. And I am so excited that they have been taking advantage of it. And it's really going to make such a difference. And, you know, I know I'm not Oprah, but I applaud her for what she's doing. She's taking a stand on this texting while you're driving. And she's really making a statement with that, you know, and she's doing a lot of promoting and T-shirts, and she's getting a lot of people on board to support her campaign for, you know, I can't even remember the slogan, but if it's that great, it can wait, or something like that.
It
can wait. But she's really taken a stand on that, because so many people have died as a result of negligent drivers texting and talking on cell phones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to empower ourselves to do what we can, which is exactly what we're doing. It's what you did when you wrote this fantastic book, And I know all the presentations you do when you travel around. I know they're motivating and positive and uplifting, and it's just amazing. It's amazing how we get our message. And you got your message through someone in your book. It says someone that you worked with, a coworker.
Yeah, right. A very unsuspecting person that I didn't realize that it would come from. But, you know, I was needing that, and at the same time I listened to it, and then, as you said earlier in the hour, I did something about it.
Right.
And I really think that that's an important concept, is that even though you and I are having this great hour tonight, and it's a great show, thank you for having me, and you're sharing some wonderful things with all of your listeners, it's now time for anyone who's listening to this to now do something about it. To take some action. Don't live another day thinking that you could be happy. Start living this moment being happy, and it will just grow on itself.
That's right. And I also encourage everyone to take advantage. There are so many free resources available. I know people say, oh, I don't have money to buy this or I don't have money to buy that. There are so many resources available that are free. I have an easing newsletter. I'm sure you have a newsletter. There are articles. I'm giving away free MP3 downloads. There are resources available at your disposal that can help get you started.
Absolutely. Even friends that are willing to listen to you, friends that are willing to help you. And I'm not talking about the friends that, you know, bring you down. I'm talking about uplifting, motivational, empowering people that, believe it or not, the minute you make the decision that you want to be empowered and be happy, people will come into your life that will support that decision.
That is so true. I am a living witness that is true. There was a time in my life, Kirk, when, oh, my God, my self-esteem barely registered on the Richter scale. It was nowhere. It was in the negative numbers. But I was married. I had a strong six-figure income in corporate America, worked for IBM Corporation, one of the world's largest corporations. And I was at my lowest point in life. I just was not happy. Was not happy. And I knew there had to be more for my life. And mine came in a very unusual way. My sister passed away. She was a juvenile diabetic, and she passed away at a very young age. And at the time she passed away, her daughter was a baby. You know, she left a baby daughter. And her husband at the time said, hey, do you want to raise her? Because I don't want to raise her. And my niece was born with, you know, she had a lot of health challenges because my sister was a juvenile diabetic, so she was a diabetic when she was pregnant, so my niece was born with, you know, a lot of health challenges.
Yeah.
And I was very young at the time. And I said, you know what? Yes, I'll do that. I will do that.
Wow.
I will take on that challenge. And I tell you, that was the turning point for me. That's what made me realize this is what I was meant to do. This is my purpose. I am supposed to help change the lives of others. I tell you, that young lady turned out to be a magnificent individual.
Wow.
It could have been totally different for her if she had not had a good role model, someone to help instill the right values in her. She could have went the wrong direction, got into trouble. She's a fantastic young lady. She's 30 years old today.
Wow. That is an amazing story. And I think
30
that,
now. She's a grown woman.
Wow.
And has done a
That's amazing.
Life.
But I think part of your story that I don't think that the listener should miss is that you allowed that change to come into your life.
Yes,
that you
I
probably
did.
Had every reason, a lot of reasons why you could resist that. You know, you had
better believe it.
You had a job, a career, a family of your own, but you
right.
allowed that to come into your life and make the most of it and make it your meaning and your purpose. And it changed both of your lives and more.
It sure did. It did change both of our lives. You are so right. It changed her life in so many ways. I mean, she's a spokesperson, you know, the same way I am. And she loves telling the story, and I love telling the story too. But all of that was orchestrated for a reason.
Yes.
It was all strategically orchestrated by God. And I wouldn't change a thing. I am so happy and so excited. Now, I may have stayed a bit too long in corporate America, but that was meant to be for a reason, too. I was meant to learn the leadership skills and the entrepreneurial skills that I came away with.
I think that that's important. Well, happy birthday to your niece.
Oh,
and I know that you are paying her a compliment when you said that she's become a magnificent person, making a contribution to herself and society. I just want to compliment you and say I think that you have become a magnificent person as well, and applaud you for all of the help that you're giving, not just to your niece, but to so many other people. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Kurt. Well, I would say the same to you, because after reading your book, and this is a good time since we're coming up on 10 minutes, I want to go ahead and put your contact information. What is your website if someone wanted to sign up for your newsletter or purchase your book?
Yeah, it's very
simple. The Happiness Factor.
Yeah, the book is called The Happiness Factor, How to Be Happy No Matter What, and the website follows the title, thehappinessfactor.com. You can find the book there. You can sign up for my newsletter, and I have a special offer. And I want to do this after I heard what you're doing with your MP3 downloads. For anyone that comes to my site and buys a book, I will send them a link for a free DVD download.
Oh, that's great.
And the DVD is called Be Happier, 5 Things You Can Do Right Now. And it's just my gift. I love what you're doing, and I want to applaud you for that and participate as well. So anyone that comes to my site and buys a book, I'll send them the link for the free DVD download.
Excellent, Kirk. That's wonderful. And that's why I'm trying to tell everyone who's listening, there are people and resources available to you. Please don't feel like you're alone in this, that, you know, you have nowhere to go, you don't know how to start, where to start, what to do. We are here to help. My radio show is on each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. You can log into a chat room as a guest. You can listen via the phone lines. And I always have my downloads available. You can download any of my shows anytime for free. So there are so many resources out there, and please take advantage of these because that's why we're doing this. You know, I'm not getting paid to do this radio show. I am not getting paid. This is my time that I am taking to bring these fantastic guests like Kirk to you for an hour to talk to you and share their story. So please take advantage of these. I mean, that's why we're here, because we want your life. If you didn't have what you wanted last year, you know, I tell my new clients that if you didn't live by design in 2009, then you can start over again in 2010.
Absolutely. And I would just like to add to that, Kathy, and that is for your listeners to do something. Don't just, you know, listen to this show and say, that's great, Kathy's a wonderful person, oh, she's got a nice guest. I would really like people to feel, you know, inspired to take action. And if it's
right.
to get a free download from you, buy my book, whatever it is, do something that's going to make
right.
2010 a great year for each and every one of them.
It starts with that first step.
Yes.
All you got to do is take that first step. I don't know what that step is. Only you guys out there know what that first step is. Listening to this show might be your first step. I've seen some people in the chat room whose names I don't recognize. So maybe that's your first step. That's wonderful. Let your next step be your affirmation. Stand in the mirror tomorrow morning. Stand in the mirror before you go to bed tonight. Go buy Kirk's book.
That would be wonderful.
And get
Thank
his
you.
Free gift. Yeah, absolutely. Whatever your next step is, take that step. You just got to take that step, and don't stop stepping. Once you take that first step, keep making those steps.
Absolutely.
And then it eventually turn into a sprint and a run and a jog, and then you just keep right on going. But you've got to take and make that first move. Once you make that first move, then the rest of the moves after that aren't
right.
as difficult.
Absolutely. I tell a lot of my clients, and when I speak, I say, dream big and think small. And so everyone should be thinking about, what is the next smallest thing I can do to reach my goals and to have a happy life? And that small step is a little bit smaller than you think it is. And so don't think about how big and great everything needs to be. Just think about that small step. Kathy, I love what you're saying.
And I also want to leave you guys with this one last thought, and then Kurt, I want you to, you know, give us your last thought. Goal setting, because I know my theme for the month of January is goal setting and self-discovery. Goal setting is a choice. And you can have a desire to accomplish something and say, hey, I want this, I want that, But the most important ingredient in setting any goal and accomplishing any goal, I should say the most important ingredient in accomplishing any goal is commitment. If you are committed, you're like a dog with a bone. You're not going to let it go. You're going to be persistent, consistent. You're going to get it done. So make sure if you have, once you decide what you want and why you want it, because that's important too, then put that commitment behind it and get your goal accomplished. And Kurt, I want you to take us out with your final thoughts.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. First, let me say thank you for having me on the show. It's been inspirational to me. And, you know, let me just say two things. The first thing about goals, and that is I would recommend to anyone listening that you should allow yourself to be inspired. Give yourself permission to be inspired. And that's going to propel you to finding that passion and commitment to reach your goals. Become inspired. And then the last thing I'd like to say, and this is part of being happy no matter what, is make a resolution, not just because it's the new year, but what I'm saying is resolve to live drama-free. And there's so much drama in our lives. If we allow it to affect us, it can bring us down. You can live a drama-free life. And by being drama-free, you become emotionally free to feel the happiness that's starting to grow inside you already. Kathy, thank you for having me on the show. Happy New Year to everyone that's listening. And if I can be a help to anyone, please contact me and let me know.
That is fantastic, Kurt. You have been a fabulous guest. You've given us a lot of good information to think about. Please visit Kurt's website, thehappinessfactor.com. He's offering a free gift with the purchase of his book, and we really, really appreciate that. And may God bless you, Kurt, and continue to do all the great work you're doing, because you're doing a lot of good work, and we need more of us. We can't have too many of us out there. So, you know, keep that up.
Likewise, and God bless you as well. Thank you.
Oh, no problem at all. I want to thank everyone for listening this evening. We're going to be back next week with our final segment in the goals and self-discovery theme for the month of January. So please join us and tell all your friends. If you didn't get a chance to listen to the entire show, of course, our downloads are always available for you to go back and listen to whatever parts you missed. So thank you guys for joining us this evening. We're going to go ahead and sign off for now. Thank you, Kurt. You have a blessed evening. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, signing off for now, the Living by Design Show. We'll be joining you next week. Good night, everyone.